This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, made appearances in battleground states on Sunday to rally their supporters 2 days ahead of Tuesday's national election for a four-year term in the White House. Mr. Trump started a five-state trek in Michigan, the upper Midwest state he unexpectedly captured by less than 11,000 votes in his 2016 victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton. After his stop in Michigan, Trump held rallies in four more battleground states, the farm state of Iowa, where a new poll shows the president pulling ahead of Biden, and then on to North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, three more states Trump won in 2016 that are likely to play pivotal roles in the overall national outcome in the Tuesday election. On Sunday, President Trump referenced coronavirus lockdowns in Europe, calling them draconian, and reiterating his commitment to keep the economy open. Democratic challenger Joe Biden made appearances in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Sunday, denouncing the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus. Late polls show Biden holding on to his advantage over Trump in the states of Michigan and Wisconsin, and to a lesser extent in Pennsylvania, three traditionally Democratic states that Trump won narrowly 4 years ago. Both Trump and Biden have frequently visited all three states. National polls continue to show Biden leading Trump by about 8 percentage points, leaving Trump to face the prospect of becoming the third U.S. president in the last four decades to lose his bid for re-election after a single term. U.S. elections, however, are not determined by the national popular vote in the country's indirect form of democracy, but rather in the 538-member electoral college where each candidate needs a majority to win the presidency. VOA News. A group of Texas Republicans has lost one of two legal challenges brought in hopes of stopping drive-through voting in the city of Houston and having more than 120,000 votes thrown out. In a brief order issued on Sunday, the Texas Supreme Court denied a request by a conservative activist for an order that drive-through voting violates Texas election law. A nearly identical case brought by the same plaintiffs is pending in federal court. The judge assigned to that case has scheduled an emergency hearing for Monday morning. Democratic-leaning Harris County, home to about 4.7 million people, is the third most populous county in the United States. It currently has 10 drive-through polling sites, which are available to all voters. Harris County Clerk Chris Hollins has called drive-through voting a safe alternative to in-person voting during the coronavirus pandemic. Texas, the second largest state in the union, is traditionally Republican, but polls show a close race between President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden. More than 9 million ballots have already been cast, including roughly 127 ballots at Harris County's drive-through sites. The total early vote for Texas eclipses the state's total turnout from the 2016 presidential election. Israel began clinical trials of a coronavirus vaccine on Sunday, authorities say. The trials come as the government loosens a second lockdown imposed to stem soaring infections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv that, quote, "We can see the light at the end of the tunnel," end quote. Early in the pandemic, Netanyahu tasked the Israel Institute for Biological Research with developing a vaccine against the virus. Two volunteers received the vaccine on Sunday. Israel will first test the vaccine on 80 people before extending it to 980 in the second phase, and then 25,000 people in the final stage, slated for April or May of next year. The Israeli trial is one of around 40 vaccine candidates being tested worldwide. According to the World Health Organization, 10 are at the most advanced stage where effectiveness is measured on a large scale on tens of thousands of volunteers. The International Space Station marks a big milestone on Monday. That's the 20th anniversary of the first crew's arrival. There's been a steady stream of people living there ever since. During those two decades, 241 people from 19 countries have visited the orbiting outpost, including several tourists who paid their own way. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.